Welcome to the Spirit Connection Podcast. We want to share a clip from one of our monthly mentoring sessions. These Zoom meetings are a great place to receive impartation, get encouraged, and meet believers from all around the world. You'll receive keys to your destiny and calling. Chains are falling off and many are going on to the next level. We hope you enjoy this episode.
Yeah, well, it's not easy. I'm sorry you're going through it. And it's the hardest thing because, you know, Jesus talks about it. He talks about the house. The house divided is hard. You have to look at the whole picture of things and focus on the goodness of the Lord each day and not the conflict. Jesus said a house divided against itself will not stand. But then Paul went on to say later on, you know, he just gave a whole different aspect. He said that if you're with a believer or with someone that's not a believer, and you know, stay with it if you can. I'm not saying that to stay in abusive situations, but I'm just speaking here right now that there's a big, big, big release right now of hope, restoration, and angels. And so the conflicts that are going on, maybe it's a conflict within yourself or your family or your house, not easy. And I'm sorry. First of all, my heart goes out to you and it's not easy, but the easy thing is to stay focused on the Lord each day. Even the little bits, stay focused on the Lord each day. Hope that answers a complicated question. Yeah, boy. I don't know anyone personally, first of all. However, some of our staff members have friends whose house burned down. And first of all, it's a complicated question. It's a complicated question with an easy answer. And God is the God of grace. And if say if your house burnt down, first of all, how terrible. The first thing you want to do is, and especially if you have any losses in your family, any death, any losses, losing your house or anything like that, first of all, we connect with a person and we connect with you right now and we just say, we're so sorry. And that may not help with your situation. However, it's a key with the Lord is to do your best, right? Process your anger and grief. Do your best not to be angry at the Lord because he is a God of free will. He's not a dictator. He is a God of free will. Now, was it God's will? Listen here. Was it God's will for you to lose your house or someone to die? No, it's not God's will. However, God will use it. It's not God's will for us to suffer, but he will use it for goodness, for the goodness of the Lord. He will. And I'm not giving you a pat answer because it's not easy, especially if you've lost everything. I can't even imagine. I know that we were praying. We could see fires and smoke and stuff. And we were grateful. And we were praying and had the team praying here in L.A. And not only that, it's not limited to fires. But, you know, the loss of people. The loss and deaths and things like that. Process your grief. I had to take time off. Part of the reason was because of the loss of my sister and brother-in-law. Part of the reason was the spiritual warfare going on in my life. I took time off and, you know, we did some things that we needed to do. So I'm not saying it's easy. That wasn't easy on all of us. Our entire team and Linda and I, we had to just really focus on the Lord, but it's a good thing because it brought us back into the place of focus, the place of rest and restoration. And so you're about to talk to a friend and just listen. The best thing you can do is listen and say, I'm sorry, and support the best way you can. Yeah, I'm listening to the Lord right now. I don't really have a pat answer for that except that I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. And the Lord is good. He is good. And he's not a dictator on all of this. The grace of the Lord is here right now. especially for those who've had losses. The grace of the Lord is here right now. In Jesus' name. Hope that helps. Well, yes, it is. And those who see, I get a kick out of the fact that, you know, you want to read your Bible, but, you know, with someone who has a, all of us have a prophetic gift because the Lord has given all gifts to all people. And if you're seeing these numbers, I get a kick out of the fact that you put a clock in front of a prophetic person. The Lord's speaking nonstop. I see 111 as well. 11:11, 111. It's saying things. It could be a Bible verse. Deuteronomy 111, that he's going to bless you 1,000 times. Or Deuteronomy 11:11, that he's moving you into a new season. Look up a Bible verse that it might be. As well as 444. Ezekiel 44:4 is that the glory of the Lord returns to the temple. And so look up a Bible verse it might be. Ask the Lord to speak to you. But yes, indeed, it's part of the seer anointing. It's part of all believers. We all have this. So I like to use a clock and the Bible together and listen to the Lord. Great question.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at dougaddison.com.